The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Day was reasonable for you. Many of you have been unfortunately injected and you're struggling. I know many of you are sick. You're not wanting to talk about it. You're trying to get through life, but you've been hampered. You have been damaged. And in many cases, that damage is just not going to do anything but get worse. Many of you have been wounded to the extent that you are in the hospital or you're home permanently. You've been disabled. You've been wrecked by the Department of Defense biological warfare injection campaign that was so incredibly efficiently forced on the populace through the mechanism of fear. It's all about fear. People got afraid. And then some were intimidated with the mandates and all that. But all in all, there are a lot of people now who are beginning to realize they made a potentially fatal mistake. And truth be known, if you got a reasonable, competent injection, your life has been shortened. We'll leave it at that. And I don't take any joy in saying that at all. And the unvaxxed out there, they know what's going on too. And we're going to talk next hour, not this hour, next hour, about transfusions from unvaxxed people. Now it's a very interesting story. Lots ahead tonight. First up, Father Paul Kramer is back with us tonight. An insider's insider. He knows all about the Vatican, the three prophecies of Fatima. He knows a lot of things, and it's always a pleasure to talk to him. Welcome back, Father Kramer.
Oh, hello, Jeff, and it's great to be back again.
Thank you. Thank you. It's nice always to talk to you. I guess the place to start with this, and I'll say from my perspective only, the Vatican has been largely quiet. They haven't been making much noise lately in all of this Ukraine and Russia and NATO and America conflict. The Vatican's been quiet. I don't know what Bergoglio, the fake pope, has been up to, but maybe you can bring us up to speed on that. And then we'll jump into whatever it is you have on your agenda tonight.
I think I can best put it this way, that what Bergoglio's agenda is the agenda of the United Nations.
Okay.
So what they want to impose upon the world is their agenda for so-called peace. And that is what Bergoglio is aiming for.
I see.
So he doesn't want to be too visibly taking sides of one against the other. Maybe he a little at the beginning, he seemed to be very, very hard on Russia, but not so much anymore. He wants to be the peacemaker because the United Nations, of course, has a plan to end all conflicts in the world, as we know. And he's in completely on board with their agenda.
End all conflicts in the world except those that the UN wants to see go off, and they'll go off, like the one in Ukraine. It's a NATO conflict, obviously being orchestrated from above, but they're not going to let that go away. This thing is only going to get worse. Do you see any indication that there is de-escalation in the air anywhere in this Ukraine war, really,
other than cheap talk?
No.
And the agenda for peace, of course, is to turn the whole earth into a vast cemetery. There won't be any conflict when 90% of us are dead.
Isn't that the truth? That is the agenda for peace. Yeah. It's a mortician's bonanza. And I talked to one mortuary about a week ago now, and they were 15 days behind in cremations. There's so many people dying now, Father Kramer, over here. I know in the UK it's quite similar. People are dropping like flies, and it's being covered up easily, very adeptly, very adroitly by the owned mainstream media. There's no problem. They have 100 different labels they can put on someone's death certificate as cause of. It's easy. It's not a problem. And a lot of people over here are monitoring their EMT paramedics, and they're noticing that the calls are very much in line with calls for injured vax recipients. It's not a mystery. They know what they're doing, and they did it.
Well, they even have a new name for this condition. It's called the a sudden adult death syndrome.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm up on that. SADS. Yeah. Well, just wait until there's a documentary about to be sprung on everyone to drive up and amp up the fear factor. Watch. It'll be put, I think it's coming out next week, maybe in 3-4 days, something like that. Not long, probably before Thanksgiving. And it's called Died Suddenly. And it's going to be crammed full of videos of people just falling over dead in a massive seizure. And people will be testifying about what they've seen, what they've heard. It's going to be a real fright bonanza for the other side. You wait. It's called Died Suddenly. It'll be out shortly.
And, of course, the so-called scientific community will tell you that this is all nonsense, that the vaccines are safe.
Oh, well.
But there are two kinds of scientists, basically. Well, there are some honest ones, too, who are speaking out against this agenda and who are honest about what these vaccines are doing. But they're in a small minority, or their voice is not heard. The ones who are heard, there are two kinds of scientists. The ones who are criminals, who are very much part of the problem. And then there are the other ones who become part of the problem because they have been brainwashed. They have this idea about the scientific method. And they'll say, well, we have to go on the scientific evidence that we have. And as we know, back in the 1960s, they were telling us that the great danger to our health was cholesterol.
And yes, now, you know, true.
and now we know that that's a thought of nonsense because there have been re-evaluations made of all the scientific data that this, mm-hmm. I think it was Keyes was the name of the scientist, who was a narcissistic type who would destroy the reputation of any scientist who would dare challenge him. And he was out to make a name for himself and gain all the benefits of of having made this great discovery. But at Cambridge University, they did in 2009. Cambridge University published their reevaluation of the data. So they did a real scientific evaluation of the data, and the results show that dietary cholesterol has no bearing whatsoever on cardiovascular disease. It's a cholesterol myth. It's all bunk.
It was created, and it served its purpose, and then they retired. They put it out to pasture. That's been replaced with all kinds of different things. They have so many things on the shelf, Father Kramer, that they can roll out anytime they want, and it will be, well, if you want to think of it as an injection, it'll be injected into the world community anytime they wish because they own the media. That's how they do it.
Yes, and to understand what's happening with the vaccines, I'll point out that even as late as last year, from the University of Tehran, there was a scientific paper that came out with the same results as the Cambridge University reevaluation, that dietary cholesterol has nothing to do whatsoever with cardiovascular disease. Yet, the drug companies are still pushing their statin drugs, these drugs that they make malpractice lawyers rich. And with the vaccines, it's no different. In the Pfizer documents, I believe it was Pfizer, the major manufacturer of the so-called vaccine,
one of the big two.
They admit in their own documentation that they did not test the vaccine for any efficacy on the transmission, to stop the transmission of the condition that they're vaccinating against.
Right. Well, so, I think if we could just stop right there and keep it simple like I've been trying to do here, and I think you'll agree, if you've seen the data about the force release of the Pfizer documents, which revealed to the world that it's not Pfizer. The Department of Defense drew up the specs and went to Pfizer and Moderna and wanted two different types of this so-called vaccine. The Department of Defense is not interested in vaccines. They're not interested in public health. This is a biological weapons system. That's what we have. We have two variants, primary variants, the Pfizer and Moderna, and these are DOD-owned biological weapons. That's what they are. They're not vaccines, and we should never call them vaccines. They're not. They weren't designed to be vaccines. They can't function as vaccines. Never could, never will. They are weapons of destruction, designed to do one thing and one thing only, and that's cull the herd. They're taking the population down.
And yet the governments are telling us that it is in order to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
It's all lies.
That's why
we
in some countries like Lithuania, they made it obligatory. By law, you were required by law to be so-called vaccinated, to be injected with these poisons.
How about euthanized?
Yes, euthanized. You had to be under force of law. You must be injected with these drugs. Otherwise, you can't even go to a grocery store and buy food. Now the whole thing is a fraud, because in fact they were not tested to see that they would be effective in preventing the spread of the disease. So the very reason for giving these things as a vaccine is fraudulent. They haven't been tested for that.
100% correct. Nope. It's a deadly fraud. It's a weapon. It's a weapons system. And it's even called in the paperwork that was released, DOD countermeasure. A countermeasure is a weapon. Weapon system. It's a countermeasure. And that's how it's labeled. So no surprises. We just have to get people away from using the term vaccine and vaccination. It's not. It is a biological weapon, and we need to call it what it is. And my God, people are dying all over the place. We cover this all the time on the program. And next hour, we're going to cover it again. Cancers, Father Kramer, are exploding in people because they have no more immune competency. We all have a natural born immune competence against cancer, but that's being subverted and destroyed by the injections of the bioweapons. So cancers are exploding all over the world throughout people, and it can be a soft tissue cancer. It doesn't even have to show up as a tumor right away, but all of a sudden you have cancer. It's metastatic cancer. It's everywhere cancer. And they call them turbo cancers or super cancers, whatever. But the point is, once you get them, you have a couple of weeks left. That's about it. They don't even have time to set up a protocol for an approach to try to slow the cancer or control it. The people die too quickly. That's what's going on. And no one's talking about that to speak of. Certainly not in the mainstream media. It's not talked about. But it's a huge thing. And what else is not being talked about are the CJD prions in the brain and other things in the brain that are causing brain decay and atrophy. The brain cells cannot be regenerated. The heart cells cannot be regenerated. All other organs can regenerate cells, but not the brain and the heart. And whoever designed this vaccine to go after the blood first and foremost and to break the iron away from the heme on that red blood cell that carries oxygen to the cells, they fractured those cells, and when that iron is turned loose, it does no end of catastrophic damage to the human body. No end. So it's really rather simple, but it is rather complex. It's a diabolically evil constructed injection of death. Slow death, fast death, young death, old death, unborn death. 75% of women who have taken the kill shot, the bioweapon, during pregnancy have lost their children. And those children who were born, God only knows what kind of trouble they're going to have. Many of them have had heart attacks when they're a few weeks old. We know what it does. Anyhow, please go ahead.
And they could not get away with this if they did not have this corrupted scientific community as their accomplice. The scientists insist that these things are safe, but how would they know? How would the scientists know? When you look at the list of ingredients, well, it's a blank page. It is deliberately left blank. They do not list the ingredients.
Yep.
Of the so-called vaccine.
Absolutely. No, we have been set up, and for the masses to actually have to face this, I don't think is possible, because they don't have access to the mainstream media, and they are continually bombarded with lies, lie after lie after lie. This is just, and it's primarily the lie of omission. They don't even talk about it. That's how they're lying about it. So people are just basically not talking about it amongst themselves. Who would want to talk about among their friends, I got three shots and, geez, I feel like hell, and I've got this wrong with me and that wrong with me and myocarditis. Who wants to admit that? Nobody. Very few people. They keep it quiet. So we're seeing a lot of sick people out walking around who are still ambulatory, but they're sick and they're on the way out. And I'm sorry. I don't want to say that, but that's the truth.
Here in Ireland, this has been kept so quiet. There have been seen in hospitals, and people who work in hospitals report the same thing, that the waiting area where the patients are waiting to see a doctor, the people with their shaking hands and things, They're all in there for they're all coming for the side effect of the serious side effects of the injection.
Correct.
And yet, not a word. The report will go into a drawer, and from the drawer it goes into the waste bin.
Into the round filing cabinet.
Yes.
That's where it goes. That's right.
And the doctors will tell them it's anything else, but they will not make the connection with those injectable drugs.
Unfortunately, to add insult to injury in this catastrophe, the doctors, most of them know damn well what's going on, but they play stupid. They play dumb. They'll be happy to run all the tests in the world for whatever your complaint syndrome is. However you profile when you come in the office, they'll run tests. They make money, but they'll say, we really don't know what it is. They lie. They lie. They know what's going on. They lie about this whole thing. It's absolute mass genocide. There's no other way to phrase it. That's what's going on, and that's what's going to continue going on. How many are we going to lose this year, next year, the year after? I don't know. But I wouldn't be surprised at all if those Deagle.com projections were reasonably correct. I'm still standing on them. We've got 2 years and 2 months until they say, the projections, that the American population will be less than 100 million on January 1st, 2025. And UK will have not 70 million people, but 14 million people. That's the projection. And it wouldn't surprise me. I think that's how many people are dying.
If you go to a doctor here in Ireland, one of the first things the doctor will ask you is, have you been vaccinated? Ah. And especially if they see on their records, because they have the records in front of them, they will ask you, have you been vaccinated? They already know you're not vaccinated. They wouldn't be asking you that. You've been vaccinated, haven't you? And, of course, I say, no, I haven't. And they say, well, why not? Why do you not want the vaccine? And, you are under, you're being cross-examined. You're the defendant, and you've got to defend yourself.
They're aggressive about it. Interesting.
And the answer I always give is, number one, I have serious doubts about the safety. And when they try to say it's safe, I say, well, if it's not safe, why is it they do not print out the ingredients on the label? I'm supposed to have something injected into my body, and I don't even know what's in it. And they keep secret their ingredients. How safe are these ingredients if they can't put it on the label?
Do you get any response at all, or do they just look at you with disgust and kind of walk away? I've heard from people.
And then I point out that the official statistics show that it is the vaccinated people who have a higher rate of infection than the unvaccinated. So the vaccine seems to have the opposite effect than what it's supposedly intended to do.
They sure do. And you're 100% correct. Yeah.
And Joe Biden himself had been vaccinated, fully vaccinated, and
he's not vaxxed, Father Kramer. That's a fraud. He didn't take any of those shots. Nah.
The thing is, he will have been given a placebo. But the thing is, they say it is, at least it's official that he has been vaccinated. And then twice, he caught COVID twice after his vaccination. So I point that out to the doctors. This man's been vaccinated twice, and then Colin Powell was another one. He was fully vaccinated, and he died of COVID.
Yeah, he died of the vaccine, in my book.
Well, yeah, that's
see.
Right.
We'll see. Maybe it'll come out someday. Hold on just a minute. Talking with Father Paul Kramer. So stand by. Okay, welcome back. Talking with Father Paul Kramer. Anybody who has even a modicum of intelligence about this issue has certainly seen on the internet an avalanche of material questioning the safety of these death shots, which is what they are. Even through all the disinformation, misinformation, and lies and deceit, people can see that there are issues here at work. Even the average person, if they so choose. Now, the question I get often is, well, if this is true, where are our churches? Where are the Catholics? Where are the Protestants? Where are the Episcopalians? Where are the Buddhists? Why aren't the churches leading the charge to make their members, their parishioners, and whatever the name is for them, and whatever particular church, aware of this? Try to protect them, but it's not happening. So I guess in general, let's have fun with this question. Where are the churches, Father Kramer, and why aren't they making a lot of noise?
The churches have been co-opted, and the deep state has had that in part of their agenda for a long time, to make sure they get the churches co-opted to do their propaganda for them. So now what the churches are pushing that agenda, especially this this man who calls himself Francis in the Vatican. Right. You can't right. even enter the Vatican unless you're so-called vaccinated now. It's outrageous. Everybody who works in the Vatican has to be injected with these poisons.
Now, that goes up through all the bishops, I'm told. And what some of the bishops, I'm also told, know is that they've been given a death sentence. They're literally going to wipe out much of the existing hierarchy in the Catholic Church in the Vatican. They've been given death sentences.
Well, I'll refrain from making a comment on that because it may
fine.
Be taken the wrong way. But with the men that Francis is appointing,
we're not going to miss them. In other words, I'll speak for myself, and no one's going to miss them, and maybe that's all for the better. I don't know where Pope Benedict is. Do we have any late update on his condition or where he's being held now? It's been 9 years now, almost.
Yes. Well, he's slowly deteriorating. I don't know. I don't know. I was thinking he might not last this year, but we're coming toward year's end. I can't imagine him surviving another year. But
because so what happens? What happens? Are we? Several have said this is the last pope. Maybe they meant this is the last legitimate pope, because this pope isn't legitimate, but the one before was, and he was Benedict was the last legitimate pope. What's next? Is Bergoglio going to somehow step down, step aside? If he's been shot up, which I kind of have a hard time believing they shot him up, but he may go too. And we should be seeing the deaths of cardinals pretty soon and bishops if they've all been injected.
Well, I don't expect either one of them to last much longer. So we're going to have a very difficult to predict situation coming up, because one can die first, the other one can die first, or they can both die at the same time.
Right.
And it's these things are not so predictable. It's what in the Soviet Union they would call life. That was the KGB Soviet jargon for when something unexpected would happen, and we can expect life to intervene. The unexpected will take place, and that's hard to predict. But what we will have is opposing popes eventually. And
dueling popes. Dueling popes.
Yes. And events are going to intervene. We're not going to have a situation like we have now. It's rather early to be making New Year's predictions, but I think the Department of Defense has a very nasty surprise for all of us for next year. Their bioweapon has been enhanced, and they will force the issue on the need for these so-called vaccinations.
Well,
we can expect that.
Yeah. This is going to eventually, if not initially, find itself under the umbrella of the military-industrial complex. It already is, but it's not being talked about. I keep referring to it as a health issue. It's not. This is a Department of Defense biological weapons system designed to kill people. That's what it is. Maiming, injuring, and killing. That's what if somebody is fully vaxxed and they're still walking and talking, pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. Go ahead.
But I think we can expect some, on the international stage, some events to take place that are going to change the course of history in a very drastic way, and that's going to be happening very soon.
Can you give me a hint? Everyone wants a hint. Can you give us a hint? I don't want you to stick your whole projection out for us to contemplate, but what do you think? What general areas are you talking about, if you can?
I was interviewed 10 years ago. I was on Italian TV.
Uh-huh.
And of course, it was conducted in English. They would put in the translations. On a YouTube channel, they aired a clip from one of my interviews that I gave like 10 years ago.
Right.
I think it was 2012.
Right.
And I was explaining that from my analysis of the prophecies, I came up with the idea that one of the signs that the Third World War is impending, that's coming very soon, will be a major event, a major military event involving Iran.
Okay.
Now,
all right.
Israel has taken action against Iran. And now Iran has fired a missile on, I believe, an Israeli tanker.
I haven't picked that up yet, but I did. It was a ship of some kind.
Tanker.
Got Netanyahu. Netanyahu is back in the saddle. Okay, so I think it's pretty obvious that he is the war man. He is the guy that loves... I think we're headed that way. It'll be provoked.
And it may be Israel that will commit the act that will provoke the outbreak of World War III.
They're masters at false flag operations. Yes, of course. I agree. And people don't know this, but they have been going into Iran... The Israelis have been going in there and assassinating top scientists for years. They'll do it on a motorbike. They'll come up next to a car and they'll kill someone in the car. It's been done a number of different ways. But some of Iran's top scientists, aerospace, some would say nuclear weapons, nuclear power. But these are top people. This is the brain trust that the Israelis love to assassinate. And they have been. So, yeah, the Iranians are not happy. They've got some very advanced weaponry, and it would be a costly victory for Israel should they declare war on Iran.
Well, I don't think they're just going to... I don't think it's going to be a declaration of war. I'm expecting some kind of a surprise attack, a bombing of some sort. But... The it's going to be, I wouldn't even call it a victory. It may be momentarily a momentary advantage in the battle. They may win the battle, but they will lose the war by doing that. And whether someone loves Israel or hates Israel, it's all besides the point. I look at things from what will be the outcome, purely objectively. And from the point of view of what will be accomplished militarily and geopolitically, and it will be suicide for Israel to be overly aggressive in this against Iran at the present time.
And as each month rolls by, I think you can underscore that even more. Not good timing anymore. The Iranians have made up a lot of ground. They have a lot of very formidable weaponry. And Israel will pay a hell of a price if there is a war. I have no doubt about it. So go back to, if you would, Father Kramer, go back. What are you hearing from the inner circle such as it is and such as you can gain access to it, and you have wonderful sources. What's the word? Are we still talking third prophecy of Fatima? What are we talking about here? What's being whispered? What's being talked about? What's on the agenda in Vatican City? Beside the fact that the bishops and cardinals have all allegedly been shot up with the death notion, they're not in good shape.
What we see happening has been foretold in a number of prophecies, that there would be a polarization taking place, and it is taking place. There are those. Bergoglio has, of course, appointed his own people. And they are the worst. They are the worst types. They are the most corrupt people on earth. And they are absolutely subverting religion as such. They are carrying out a revolution, which is effectively going to destroy religion as we know it, and bring about.
That's the game plan. Yes,
the one world religion of the United Nations Agenda 2030, philosophically it's atheism. It's a form of atheism. It's the idea of a God as a world soul, as God as part of the universe, not as the creator of the universe. The idea
so they're equalizing God. That's interesting. And I would think right away of Yuval Harari when you start talking about things like that. You followed his prose. The guy is really a nut. He's way out there.
Yes. And this is what the United Nations wants to impose on us. The people behind the United Nations, who are the super rich, the ones who are funding all these think tanks and non-governmental organizations, right, that all have the same agenda, which is exterminism.
Yeah.
So this is what we're getting from the so-called church. This is, again, people have to understand, it's not the Catholic Church. Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano has recently spoken of the sect that occupies the Vatican. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a mouthful just for him to say that. The sect that occupies the Vatican.
Yes, quite a statement.
The question was in a letter that was sent to him, would Jesus Christ recognize his church in the Vatican, and the Archbishop answered he would not recognize it in the sect that occupies the Vatican. So this is what is happening in the church now. This polarization, it's been and it's been prophesied long ago, and we see it happening before our eyes. A polarization is taking place, where you have what is coming into being now is a counterfeit Catholic Church. It'd be Catholic only in name, but it is not the Catholic Church.
It's a fraud. Absolutely.
That's right.
I agree.
And you have a smaller core of Catholics who have kept the faith and who will not be corrupted and who are resisting this counterfeit church, the Bergoglian sect.
Well said. Yeah.
So this division, what it is, and this has happened again and again and again in history. The breaking up into two churches, into the Catholic Church and a counter church, that goes all the way back to the time of the Arians. The Arians took over the episcopacy, the bishops. They had the vast majority of bishops were either professing their heresy or were going along with it. But in the end, there was a separation. There's always been a separation. So you had various sects of Gnostics. You've had the Arians. You've had the Manichaeans. Various shades of Manichaeism throughout the centuries. And as much as they would try to take over and gain complete control, they always end up breaking away. And that's what we will see happening again. There will be a separation. They may keep the Vatican. They may take the name, usurp and steal the name Catholic and call themselves the Catholic Church. But it will be a counterfeit church. In fact, it is already a counterfeit church.
I've heard this years ago from one person who spent a lot of time studying it. And he said that the next pope, which turned out to be Benedict, would be the last pope. And I think there was a point there. And Bergoglio is a fraud pope. I guess they can continue with fraud popes as long as the sect is in control of the Vatican. Yes, as long as they want.
Humanly speaking, we would say he would be the last pope. He is the last pope in the world as we know it. Soon we were saying as we knew it.
Right.
The church as we knew it. But this is situation...
Father Kramer, direct question. Is the Vatican on the way out? Even the sect Vatican? Is the whole thing being taken down in favor of a one world so-called religion or philosophy or means
That's
of doing life?
That Say is again? Exactly what's happening.
Okay.
For a time, the Catholic Church will, to use the words of Cardinal Henry Edward Manning, he wrote this in 1861. So he was farsighted, to put it mildly. He foresaw the situation happening today, and he said it will appear as if the church had been swept off the face of the earth. It will appear that way. The church will be underground. It will not be that. It will not be highly visible, because the media will. It will be stamped out according to the media. It's like the Soviet, Soviet press. If anything that they didn't like, they would not acknowledge the existence of things that they didn't like.
Right.
And and the media that we have today are the same way. There are things happening in the world that they just don't want us to know about, and they don't mention.
Yeah. We have no media in terms of journalism anymore. That's all gone. This is just mind control programming is all it is. And it's being done at a very high level. Yeah, go ahead.
The church we knew, it will still exist in a hidden way, in an underground manner for some time. Uh-huh. But as it will be presented in the media, it will appear as if it doesn't even exist anymore. And the Cardinal Manning's words will be coming true. It will appear as if the church had been swept from the face of the earth.
Not just the Vatican. That's apparently all major organized westernized religions. Yes?
There's going to be eventually, if... Up to a certain point, they're going to institute a one-world religion, and every church in existence is going to have to buy into that agenda or else be exterminated.
Well, they're being awfully damn quiet now, so I would think that they'll buy into it. I don't think they have much choice.
Well, they have been buying into it. That's the problem. And this is the whole problem with the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church was the most potent resistance against this evil agenda.
Uh-huh.
And since the Vatican has been taken over, the governing structure of the Church has been taken over by these agents of the counterfeit Church. the church was no longer able to act as that very visible and vocal source of resistance against all of these evils that they are trying to foist on the world in their globalist agenda.
Well, keep in mind, and I've been told that all the bishops, all the way up through bishop, maybe not cardinal, but all the way up through bishop, have all been shot up. They've all had the shots. So make of that what you will. It does look like there's a big house cleaning underway, and a morphing of the church into another servant of the international monetary machine that runs the planet.
Well, they may have been doing, unwittingly doing a service for the church, because as St. Alphonse Liguori pointed out, it is easier to make new priests, make new bishops, than to reform corrupt ones.
Oh, I like that, for sure. I agree. All right, anything you want to add, Father Kramer, just finally, to wrap it up? We're just about out of time. Excellent presentation, by the way. Thank you.
I just want to point out again, because it seems so bleak that many people are tempted to despair over the situation, as if the church is dying, and there's just no hope left for us in the earth. The church was their hope, and now the church is we see the eclipse of the church, and it seems that all is lost. But St. Thomas Aquinas made this interesting observation about divine providence. What is divine providence? And he said, the eternal law. Eternal law is the ordering principle, the divine wisdom, insofar as it is directive of all actions and motions in the universe. So there is a divine law that is operational throughout the entire existence of this created universe. And according to that principle, which is the divine law, God is almighty. So he allows evil to reach its full measure.
And full measure.
That's
all right.
Right.
Well, it's sure as hell on the way to that.
The words of the words of God to Abraham when he said the evil will be allowed to reach its full measure.
Wow.
And then God will intervene. That's when God will punish the world and clean up the mess that humanity has made.
Wow. All right. Well, it's going directly there, and all right, let's hope for the big cleanup. I like that idea. Okay. Full measure. All right, Father Kramer, we got it. Thank you for being here again. Look forward to our next visit in the month of December, just before Christmas. So you take care of yourself. Thanks for being here.
It was great to be back. Bye now.
Okay. Father Paul Kramer. And we will return in just a few minutes. Hold on. CC.